Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about free from pain. Free from pain. We're going to be taking a look at the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, but how it says Jabez was a man, when he was given birth, he was given the name Jabez because his mother said, I gave birth to him in pain. And he prays that God would free him from pain. So we're going to be taking a look at that. But before we get into that, let's get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion times is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and actually from the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. So this is something we've been praying. This has been hidden in the prayer that we've been praying every single day for a long time now. And then we take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still and to listen, to examine ourselves before our time of communion today. So let's get started with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Father, I just thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us, help us do good and do good today, do what's right and best in your eyes and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So let's get started with the other half of prayer. Our first step, getting our hearts and minds positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. And that transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. It's forgiveness that releases us from darkness, transfers us into light. But that forgiveness has to be received from God, has to flow through us in the middle, and has to flow through us to other people. So first, we've got to receive that from God. If there's anything where you feel like you've missed it, you've missed the mark, whatever it may be, just running to God and receiving that grace and mercy from him. And then we got to take the pressure off ourselves. We often beat ourselves up. We often condemn ourselves. We often put all this excess pressure on ourselves. We are our own worst critics. And just giving yourself that same grace and forgiveness in the middle. And then letting that flow through you to walk in that grace and love and forgiveness with other people as well. Which means what? We got to release some things from ourselves or from other people. Ways we've missed it, ways other people have missed it or wronged us. We got to release some of those things. We got to let it go to truly walk in the light as God is in the light, as he is in the light. It means we got to walk in that forgiveness flowing on all three of these levels. And then we got to begin to magnify that light. We got to begin to magnify that light to make it brighter and brighter on the inside of us. And to magnify is to make bigger. It's to make greater. Whatever we're focused on, whatever we're concentrating on, whatever we're speaking about, meditating on, imagining, rehearsing over and over in our minds, those things are going to begin to grow bigger on the inside of us. And we can either be focused on light or darkness. We can be focused on what's going well, that God's with us, that he's got steadfast, unfailing love for us, that nothing is impossible for us. He can make all grace abound to him or to us. Nothing's impossible for him. He can make all grace abound to us. We can be focused on whatever's lovely and just and true and pure and praiseworthy and of good report. We can be focused on those things and magnifying those things and making that light brighter and brighter in our lives. And that doesn't mean there's not going to be problems, because in this life we have a choice. We can focus on light or darkness. There's still going to be issues and problems, but we can begin to magnify God and make him bigger than the problems. And one of those problems could be pain. You know, being free from pain. We could have pain. It could be emotional pain. It could be physical pain in your body. And sometimes that pain can get magnified. We're just so focused on it. And learning to roll that over onto him, to give it to him, to cast your care of it onto him, and to focus on him because he's bigger than it. So what are a few things? One of the greatest ways for us to magnify the light is staying in a position of gratitude. What are some things that you're grateful for today? Staying in this state, we're just continually thanking and praising God all throughout the day. And focus on how far he's brought you already in your life. Look back at all the victories that he's given you up to this point in your life. And that's going to begin to show up as the fruit of our emotions. God has given us his peace and his joy, that supernatural peace that passes all understanding, that joy of the Lord that is your strength. And in his presence, there's fullness of joy. I like to think of peace as my indicator that I'm single-minded in my faith, that I'm single-minded in magnifying the light. When we get focused on the problems and magnifying them, it begins to steal that peace and that joy from us. I like to think of joy as my indicator that I'm living in the present moment, aware of God's presence with me. I'm aware of his presence with me right now in the present moment, because in his presence, there's fullness of joy. But these emotions, it's like a light switch. Either God's peace, his joy, that supernatural gratitude is flowing in our lives, or it's not. It's either on or it's off. It's black or it's white. It's on, it's off. It's hot or cold. And often we'll get these things, peace and joy, we'll get them flowing in our lives, but then we get distracted, we get off track, problems and issues pull us out of that. And it's learning to get to that place where we stay in this positioning of gratitude, thankfulness, peace, joy, and just be in there consistently. Not because we don't have problems, but because we're focused on God more than the problems. And then what do you know to do today? One of the most important things we can do, I think, is just continually taking action on the things that we know to do. Sometimes these things that we know to do begin to pile up on the inside of us. It gets to be overwhelming. We make them bigger on the inside of us sometimes. And learning to just take action on the things that you know to do today. And focusing on executing them with a good attitude. So what do you know to do today? Might be some administrative things, some things around the house, some things in your workplace, some things you're like, I know I need to do that. I just haven't done it yet. Taking action on those things today. Focusing on executing them with peace and joy and confidence that God is with you, helping you to execute them, that you don't have to do them on your own anymore. And finally, as you go throughout your day today, staying tuned into his voice. It's his voice that leads us to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. And one of those things that he can set us free from is pain. We're going to see patterns in scriptures. One of the things that he can set us free from is pain, because nothing's impossible for him. But we have to stay tuned into his leading, tuned into his voice to get to this place where he leads us to the spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restrictions. So what is God speaking to you today? Just taking a few minutes to get still and to listen. What's he speaking to you today? And writing down whatever it is that you hear. So let's take a look at some scriptures here. This is the prayer of Jabez that is part of our two-minute prayer that we pray every day on these daily communions. It's coming from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. It says, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. He was an honorable guy. He was a good guy. He was an honorable guy, more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. She named him Jabez because she gave birth to him in pain. So his name basically means pain. So Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. And we're not going to get into all these other parts as much today. We've talked about some of these before. Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm. Some versions say evil. Keep me from harm or evil, so that I will be free from pain. Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And it says this very simple thing. And God granted his request. God granted his request. So God has the ability to keep us free from pain. He has the ability to keep us free from pain. Nothing's impossible for him. And notice this very simple prayer of Jabez. Jabez, is his life started, he was named pain. This is a guy that probably knows pain. He says, make me free from pain. God granted his request. Then this is Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 6, talking about Jesus. It says that Jesus, surely he took up our pain. He took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are all healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him, on Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Jesus took up our pain and bore our suffering. We're in a time of the year right now where the Day of Atonement is coming up here in about 5 or 6 days in 2021. And the Day of Atonement for us, Yom Kippur, is a reminder that Jesus is our high priest. And he went through some pain and suffering, tremendous amounts of pain and suffering for us. He took up our pain and bore our suffering for us. And a lot of people will say, well, that's just spiritual or emotional pain. But I believe God's interested in the whole person, spirit, soul, and body. God is interested in us all together. Our bodies are supposed to be a living sacrifice to God. God's interested in our bodies. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. And some people will say, well, this is just spiritual and emotional pain. Well, let's take a look at this scripture, Matthew chapter 8. Quoting this, when Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her with his hand, and the fever left her. And she got up and began to wait on him. And when evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word, and he healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases. So we see this was not just spiritual and emotional. This was also physical issues that people were having as well. The fever healed all the sick. So we're going to take communion over this today, Lord. As we take communion today, it's just receiving this from God, that he loves you. He's got steadfast, unfailing love for you. He's interested in you, spirit, soul, physical, body. I know in my own life, it's amazing sometimes. And just talking to some of our partners in the Abundant Life Blueprint, we've had this conversation many times, just how it's amazing to think how big God is, but how interested he is in helping us with the little details of our life. Just talking to some of our partners recently in the Abundant Life Blueprint, they were telling me testimonies about just little things that God had done for them in their life. Sometimes it's just those little things that really mean the most. To show us just how much he cares about the everyday things of our life. You know, 3 John chapter 2 says, you know, beloved, I pray or wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. God's interested not just in your spirit, not just in your soul, but in your physical body being healthy and whole as well. Being emotionally free from pain, spiritually free, and physically. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for that. For your great love for us. And that nothing's impossible for you. Father, we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And look at this. He was stricken and afflicted by God. He was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds, we are all healed. This bread is a reminder of that today. So as we take communion today, let's let it be a simple receiving that Jesus, this is something that Jesus paid for. He went through for us. And just looking at these scriptures here, just receiving that from him. Father, we just thank you for all that Jesus went through for us. And we ask you to bless this bread in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He says, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." This new covenant, we've been released from darkness, transferred into the light, and we can have this covenant relationship with God where we can know him more and more and continue to grow in that for eternity. I believe as you see God coming through in your life, helping you get free from pain, I believe it's going to help you to know his heart more, to know his love and his kindness and his goodness and all he wants to do in our lives. So Father, we just thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out. We're receiving this. Now it's time to move into thanksgiving mode. Start praising and thanking him for making you free from pain. Start praising him and thanking him consistently. Magnify that light. And often when we magnify the light, the darkness just begins to fade away. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.